Hi besties, welcome back to the Just Glow With It podcast, where we talk all about lifestyle, wellness, self-growth, and everything else that goes on in a 20 to 30 year old's life. So last month I did an episode called Entering Your Happy, Healing, and Healthy Girl Era. If you haven't listened to it, definitely take a listen. That's where I share how I overcame my negative mindset, a little update on my self-growth journey, and what I am healing on and ways I'm working to better myself. So today's episode is kind of like a part two to that episode, a healing diaries update for you, if you will. So I'm just updating you on the recent progress that I've made, new things that I'm healing and working on, and how I am navigating these different lessons that I'm learning. So today's topics include imposter syndrome, how it's recently been showing up in my life and how I've been navigating it, how I've been working on healing my inner child and growing through my childhood trauma, and how I've been coping with that, and as well as how I've been taking challenging situations and using it to help me grow and evolve instead of suffer and let it get the best of me. So I'm sharing a few mindset shifts that I did, as well as practical tools that I use to be able to do so. So this is literally like an audible look inside my mind and my healing journey. So I hope that it resonates and helps you in one way or another. And if you do love this episode, it would mean the world to me if you could leave either an iTunes or Spotify review. It just helps more people discover this podcast. That would just mean everything to me. And if you feel like someone needs to hear these words and these messages, definitely share it with them. And I would also appreciate if you could screenshot this episode, post it on your Instagram stories, tag me in it so I can thank you for listening. So without further ado, let's just go ahead and get into today's episode. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of today's episode, I wanted to give an update on what it's been like since getting off my birth control. So for those of you who don't know, I got off hormonal birth control pills after 7 years of being on them. I'm not trying to get pregnant or anything like that. I explained the whole backstory as to how and why I got off birth control in the first place. I explained it a few episodes ago. I believe it was the entering my healing, healthy, happy girl era that I just talked about in the intro. I believe it was that one. If you want to listen to the story, I definitely believe it was like divine intervention, and it was so intentional that things happened the way that it did. But anyways, I've been off of the pill since around May, and I knew getting off of it there would be some side effects and symptoms that I would experience, like weight fluctuating, mood changes, stronger PMS, a heavier flow, acne, things like that. And the first month I experienced heavier PMS symptoms and a more intense flow, which I definitely wasn't used to. But the second month, and now coming into the third month of getting off the pill, I started experiencing acne again. And at first it was just subtle breakouts here and there. And then as the weeks went on, it started to become a little bit more and more. And even though I knew this was part of the process of getting off birth control, but it was still kind of a buzzkill to get acne like that again. If you struggle with acne, or if you have in the past, then you know how frustrating it is to deal with acne and how it can eat at your confidence and prevent you from feeling good in your skin. And personally, I felt like I was in high school all over again, and I was trying really hard not to let it get to me and just embrace the current state of my skin and love it when it's clear, when it has a breakout, because that is what unconditional self-love is. And it's definitely a journey. Despite all that, it is still hard sometimes. I've had my hard days. So that's why it felt like such divine timing when Apostrophe, one of our lovely sponsors for this week's episode, reached out to partner up with me. So for those of you who don't know what Apostrophe is, or you've never heard of them, Apostrophe is a prescription skincare company that offers science-backed oral and topical medications that are clinically proven to help clear acne. And at Apostrophe, an expert dermatology team will create a personalized treatment plan that is perfectly tailored to your unique skin. I myself went through the process of signing up with them, testing out their products, and the application process was actually very simple. You just fill out an online quiz about your skin goals, your medical history, then you snap a few selfies, and a board certified dermatologist will create your initial customized customized treatment plan. Like I said, I did this. The process was super simple. I received my own treatment plan that is specifically tailored to my skin. So I know that Apostrophe treats all types of acne, hormonal acne to facial acne, and even chestney and backney and buttney. I guess those are terms now, but they treat breakouts from head to toe. So I've been using Apostrophe for a few weeks now. I started using it to treat my hormonal acne that I just explained that I've been dealing with since getting off my birth control, but I'm also using it to help improve my skin texture. For me, getting my skin back to where it was or even at a better state is really important for me. I love taking care of myself both internally, externally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and for me that also includes my skin. And I am a believer that when you look good, you feel good. I am really excited to share that we have a special deal for our audience just for the podcast. You can save $15 off your first visit with an Apostrophe provider. So thank you again for Apostrophe for sponsoring a portion of today's episode. Now, moving on to my Healing Diaries update. The first thing that I want to touch on is imposter syndrome. By now, everyone has heard of imposter syndrome, but if you don't know, according to WebMD, imposter syndrome is a thought pattern in which you doubt your own abilities. And if I've learned anything, it's that imposter syndrome does not discriminate. It doesn't matter what you look like, what you do for a living, your gender, how successful you are, where you come from, how many degrees or experience you may have, or how much money you make. Imposter syndrome can and does affect many of us. That is both a comforting and also irritating thought all at the same time. Basically, for me, imposter syndrome is feeling like you aren't worthy or capable enough for something. It's feeling like a failure or fear of failure, even when you know you're more than qualified to do something or capable of doing something. And it's also feeling like something or someone is out of your league. And recently, I've been met with imposter syndrome after receiving this really, really amazing opportunity, probably one of the biggest opportunities of my career thus far. After the initial excitement kind of wore off, the imposter syndrome began to hit, and it hit hard. This opportunity is kind of like a make or break situation for me. If I do well and succeed at it, then basically what I've been manifesting and working for the past few years will finally come into fruition in a physical form. And if I don't succeed and thrive in this situation, although I know it's not the end of the world and it just means something better is out there, it will still feel a bit disappointing. So there's a lot of pressure around this opportunity and for me to do my best and, you know, do what I need to do to really see this opportunity come into fruition. So my first physical sign that I was dealing with imposter syndrome was when I started to procrastinate on this project. So I don't typically procrastinate unless it's something I'm not looking forward to, which I knew in this situation that wasn't the case because this is a very exciting opportunity. When I first received this opportunity, my initial plan was to get a head start on this project, but I physically could not get myself to start doing it. And what I know to be true is our thoughts and our feelings have a direct impact on our actions or lack thereof. I took that as a sign that I needed to rearrange my mind and feelings before I could take action, because if I tried to just ignore my thoughts and my feelings and force myself to take action, I knew that would be from a place of unalignment or disalignment, I think is the proper word, disalignment. And with everything that I do in life, I want it to be from a place of flow and alignment, not force. So in journaling, I realized that some of the thoughts and feelings I was having around this opportunity were, one, who am I to receive an opportunity this big? What qualifications do I have? I can't possibly handle this. It's too much for me. I don't have what it takes. Or what if I fail? And because those were my predominant thoughts and feelings around this opportunity. It was causing me to self-sabotage by procrastinating. I had to do some reprogramming and have a pep talk with myself, and it sounded a little bit like this. And I want you all to either write this down, save it somewhere, record it for whenever you need to hear this pep talk yourself, when you find yourself procrastinating, listening to your self-doubt, or are feeling any forms of imposter syndrome. So basically, in a nutshell, what I told myself was, what do you mean you don't have what it takes? You're the perfect person for this. You were made for this. If they didn't see something in you, you wouldn't have been given this opportunity. The universe only brings you what you are ready for. You've done this before and you can do it again and even better. You can't control the outcome in the situation, but what you can control is the energy, love, and work you put into it. If it doesn't work out how you'd hope, that is not a reflection of your worth or abilities. It simply means that there's something even better out there for you. Trust that everything is working out in divine timing, and what is meant for you will never pass you by. So this was the pick-me-up I needed to shake off those feelings. And after I gave myself this pep talk, I felt inspired and excited, and I got straight to work on what I needed to do. This little note to self didn't automatically take away all of my fears and self-doubt that I was having. They are absolutely still lingering in the background, waiting for me to slip up. But what it did do is give me the courage to show up despite my fears, despite my self-doubt. And I feel like that is the key to navigating imposter syndrome. So I was having lunch with a girlfriend last weekend, and the topic of imposter syndrome came up, and she said, "I wonder if imposter syndrome ever goes away." And in my opinion, I don't think imposter syndrome will ever go away 100%. I think as we continue to evolve and grow in life and reach new levels, there will always be that little voice in our head that tells us these things. And I think as we move forward in life, we just get better at canceling out the noise and leaning into courage rather than fear. As I am showing up every day to work on this project for the next few weeks, I am keeping this pep talk in my mind and remembering to show up regardless of what my fear is trying to tell me. So the second update to my healing diaries is inner child healing / childhood trauma healing that I've been doing recently. So although I prefer to keep the details private, I have always been open about experiencing childhood trauma in my life, which, I mean, who hasn't at this point? I feel like it's more common to experience some form of childhood trauma than to not. I've been open about how it's affected me in the past, how it shaped who I used to be, and this whole podcast has been a journey of me unlearning, healing, growing, and evolving from those traumas. And some ways that I've navigated this inner child healing journey has been through mindfulness practice, such as meditation, journaling, also podcasts, self-help books, and also therapy. Therapy has been a huge help to my healing journey in general, which brings me to our second sponsor of today's episode, BetterHelp. So I've been using BetterHelp on and off since 2020. Before they ever sponsored me, before they ever reached out to me, I paid with my own money. And it's been such a great tool in my self-growth and healing toolkit. So like I said, I've been on and off since 2020. I stopped doing therapy sometime last year because I felt like I was in a good spot. I had the tools that I needed to navigate my journey until I did this healing exercise, which if you follow me on Instagram, you may have seen when I posted on my stories. I did this healing exercise, which I got from the book Healing is the New High by Vex King, which I mentioned in my last episode. This exercise was all about recounting traumatic and painful memories from childhood. And I'll be honest, going into this exercise, I didn't think much of it because some of these things I had already talked about in therapy. So I felt ignorantly thinking, I thought, oh, I'm good. This won't be that big of a deal to me. I've already gone through this. I've already talked about this. Like, I'll be good. But I was wrong, okay? I bawled my eyes out the entire time I did this exercise. I was just listing thing after thing and crying and feeling all of these feelings, and it made me recognize how much pain and hurt I was still holding on to. I decided to sign back up for BetterHelp. I had my first session back last Sunday and it went so well. A little bit more about BetterHelp and why I like BetterHelp specifically is, one, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you don't have to be on camera if you don't want. And getting therapy every week is as easy as a few clicks on your laptop or phone. It's also so comforting to be able to have a therapy session in the comfort of your own home with your cats cuddled up next to you and feeling just safe and secure and just knowing you are in a safe space. That is probably my favorite part about online therapy specifically. Of course, you know, the healing that comes with it is also a plus. But other things that I like about BetterHelp is that it's a great way to invest in yourself. If you listen to this podcast, if you know me at all, you know I'm all about personal growth and investing in yourself. And investing in a therapist has been a huge pivotal part in my healing journey. And I'm very excited because BetterHelp has a special offer just for my listeners. You can get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/glowwithit. That's 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/glowwithit. And again, the link will be in my show notes as well as my Instagram bio link. So if you are ready to take your healing journey, self-growth journey to the next level, I highly encourage you to take advantage of this special offer. So thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring a part of today's episode. Okay, so the last thing that I want to update you guys on this Healing Diaries update is how I've been using challenging situations to help me grow and evolve. So we all know that challenges are here to help us grow, triggers are here to help us heal, and things are happening for us, not to us. We've all heard these quotes time and time again. And you might be wondering, but how? How do I practically apply this information into my life? Don't worry, bestie, if you are wondering this, I got you, because I was also the same. Like, okay, that all sounds nice and dandy, but like, how do I actually go about doing so? So recently, I came across this challenging situation in my life, as life does. Life was lifing. So basically, I came across this challenging situation that triggered my money mindset, scarcity mindset. And the first thing that I had to do, which I think is the most important, is to recognize that your feelings are telling you something. And in this situation specifically, I felt taken advantage of. In this step, I didn't try to change how I felt. I didn't try to feel better. I simply just recognized that this is how I'm feeling right now. I'm valid for feeling this way. And I knew that these feelings were coming from a place of scarcity and fear. And naturally, I knew that my next step was to flip my perspective into a more loving and abundant place. So the second thing that I did to help me flip my perspective was do a specific meditation. And I've used this meditation a few times when I've been in predicaments and challenging situations, and it's always been so, so helpful. I always go back to this. It is called There is a Solution to Every Problem by Nicole Bayless. It can be found on the Insight Timer app, which if you aren't using this app, you guys, you need to use it, okay? I love this app. If you've watched my YouTube videos, then you've heard me talk about this. And this is not sponsored, by the way, but they need to sponsor me. This meditation really helped me to begin seeing the situation from a more loving and abundant perspective. It didn't automatically shift my feelings by any means, but I was able to start the process, basically. It calmed my senses and reminded me that whatever is going on right now is here to help me grow. And after I finished my meditation, I knew that my next step was to figure out, okay, what is the actual lesson or opportunity in this situation? And I came to the conclusion that I was being forced to, one, show up from a place of love and as my higher self. I am currently working on elevating as a person, so I had to think about, how would my next level self handle this situation? What would she say? What would she do? How would she feel? How would she go about this? And then I had to show up as that version of me. The second thing I was being forced to learn was how to have unconditional faith and trust in the universe. So I've been working on this aspect of my faith for a while, and I know it's very easy to believe and have faith and feel gratitude and feel like all is well in the world when things are going your way and you're getting everything you want and there are no worries or problems in your life. It's much harder to have faith and feel like everything is working out when maybe your external reality looks completely different, or when things aren't going your way, or when you keep coming across obstacle after obstacle. That is when your faith is really, really tested. That is something that I've been working on within my own practice, is cultivating that unconditional faith, that unconditional trust that no matter what is going on, no matter what life throws at me, no matter what situation or predicament I am in, I know that at the end of the day, I will be okay. All is well. Everything will work itself out some way, somehow. I realize that this situation that I found myself in was an opportunity for me to double down on my faith and practice that in real time. And so that is what I chose to do. So once I shifted my perspective and had a clearer understanding of what was going on and how it was forcing me to grow and learn, I then wanted to shift my vibration. Now, the best tool to help me shift my vibration is focusing on gratitude and all the things that are going right in my life. Now, before that, I did a little prayer to release any feelings of anxiousness or stress and basically reaffirm that it's all working out in divine timing and perfect order. I have nothing to worry about, and like reaffirming my faith in the universe. After I did that little prayer, then I got into my gratitude writing. I wrote a whole list on all the things that I'm grateful for, along with signs that things are actually working out for me. It's so easy to focus on the one minor inconvenience that comes your way and think your whole world is falling apart when there's a million other examples in your life that things are actually going right. So I like to focus on the things that I am grateful for, as well as signs that things are going right in my life. The combination of that plus doubling down on my faith and certainty in the universe instantly raised my vibration and helped me feel better about the situation, which eventually worked itself out anyway. I'm really proud of myself for being able to see the opportunity in this situation, because I feel like the more that we're able to do so, the less and less we experience these types of lessons in our lives. At the end of the day, that's all these situations are here to do. It's here to teach us something. It's here to make us grow in one way or another. It's here to help us evolve into our next level. And once we've understood what it is we are meant to learn, we can then move on with our lives. We can move on from these lessons. Well, there you have it, besties. That is the update on this Healing Diaries entry. Lots of lessons and opportunities for growth, as you can tell. And I really hope that by sharing a new perspective and approach to things that I'm doing and how I'm growing and healing, it helps you to do the same in your own life. And as a reminder, if you are interested in trying out any of today's sponsors, whether it's to work on your skin, work on your mental health, or a little bit of both. Just a recap, if you want to check out Apostrophe, it is apostrophe.com/glow, and you can use the code GLOW to get your first dermatologist crafted treatment plan for just $5. And if you are interested in BetterHelp, just go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/glowwithit for 10% off your first month. And again, all of the links and codes will be in the show notes, as well as my Instagram bio link. And if you ever have a question about anything, feel free to DM me. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. I hope you all have a wonderful week. And as always, until next time, remember to just glow with it.